In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Today is the second Sunday in the Holy Lent. And the remaining only is 5 weeks, and maybe we expect that the five weeks are too long, but it's not too long. It's not too long because we have to repent and we have to confess and we have to come back to God in His bosom, because that's why this is the time of repentance. The time of repentance is too short. Maybe we can expect that it's at the time of repentance, it's only maybe we have a life, a long life. No, we haven't. We don't know when we will meet God, that's why it's a time of repentance. And the church manage and organize and do the fasting, especially the Holy Lent, for us. Because it's a benefit to repent. That's why the second Sunday is more the temptation. Then the first one, it was the treasures. And the treasure, it's try God, try the church, try to explain to us that the treasures of our life is the kingdom of heaven. And we are looking and seeking the kingdom of heaven. If we are busy with anything else, no, we have to look the kingdom of heaven. This is our life. If we are busy with the earthly things and our priority is different, no. Then I have to find my priority, which is the kingdom of heaven. Let's go through the temptation and the gospel of today, and let's go to learn some lessons from what happened. The first verse, it was like that. He is led by the Spirit. Jesus Christ, after the baptism, exactly, after the baptism, he went to the wilderness, the mountain, to start his fasting and prayer. Before start anything else. Then, we can imagine that what he said, he is led by Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit in the baptism, but the problem that I ignore to listen to the Holy Spirit. I ignore. From 2 weeks ago, a lady came to me like, I want to confess. And she said to me, you know, Abuna, I never wake up early on Sunday because I don't want, like, I feel lazy and tired and I don't want to come early to the church. I woke up like around 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, this Sunday, and I heard like a voice said, Umi, yalla. You have to go to the church now. She said, I don't know how. I don't know what is this voice. The Holy Spirit is existing inside me and is calling me, but the problem that I'm not listening to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, and you find yourself like that, maybe night before going to bed, you feel guilty, like, I didn't pray. The Holy Spirit is working. If you pray, you're working with the Holy Spirit. If not, you quench the Holy Spirit. Then the Holy Spirit is leading me. The first lesson that Jesus Christ taught us in the temptation, he is led by the Holy Spirit. And I follow the steps of Jesus Christ, I'm following the Holy Spirit. The second lesson is why. This is a question about why did Jesus Christ fast? Let's go to Saint Cyril's commentary in the Gospel of Saint Luke. What he said. Christ humbled himself and became man to show us how to return to the nature of which he created us and which was corrupted by the fall. If we want to be restored to paradise, then we have to follow his example by fasting. Number one, he gave us an example to fast. If I go to the other churches,
We do not believe in fast. I come to them like, Jesus Christ himself fast. He gave us an example to restore the nature, the corrupted nature after the falling of Adam. Then when I am fasting, I follow the same steps of Jesus Christ. And I raise my nature, the corrupted nature. Number two, Jesus Christ knew very well that Satan will come and fight him. That's why. One time the disciple came to him and they couldn't exorcise the demon. And he brought that to this person to Jesus Christ. Then Jesus Christ said, this kind cannot come out except by prayer and fasting. Then the second lesson in why Jesus Christ was fasting, he gave us an example that if you wanted to conquer Satan, it's only fasting and prayer. Then he gave us an example to fast. Then he said, if you wanted to conquer Satan and fight, you have to fast. If you have a sin and you want to remove this sin from inside you, you have to fast. If you have a problem, if you have an issue, if you have a trouble, I have to fast and pray. This is only the way. And the third lesson is, where did the Spirit lead Jesus? To the wilderness. What is the wilderness? The wilderness is a symbol of the world. A symbol of the battleground. You will find a lot of things fight you outside this church, or maybe inside. You will find you can fall every time. The devil, the Satan, will fight you every day. That's why Jesus Christ said, like, he was led to the wilderness, which is a symbol of a battleground. Hey, harb. That's why in Ephesians 6, 10 to 17, St. Paul teaches us about the armor of God. If I said that, okay, the devil and the Satan, it's really, really hard to conquer him, yes, it's hard and difficult, but by Jesus Christ, I can. That's why he said like that. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of weakness of the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole war armor of God. Then if I take the Holy Spirit, if I take God with me, I can conquer the Satan. But the problem that I forgot and I forget that God can conquer Satan. That's why I'm not fasting or I'm not praying. The first one is, God, let's go to the temptation, the first lesson. The first temptation, it was the lust of flesh. The first one, Satan came to Jesus Christ and said, you are hungry. You can turn this stone to the bread. The first temptation, it was the first temptation to Adam and Eve, the same. You are hungry, or you can't eat. It's a lust of flesh. I don't want to fast because I feel like, no, I can't. I want to eat. Lust of flesh. Our body wants to eat. All the lust is a lust of flesh. That's why the first temptation, it was equal to the first temptation to Adam and Eve, and Jesus Christ won. Jesus Christ conquered the Satan and told him, like, no, not only by the bread, by the Holy Spirit inside me, by the word of God. And be aware that in Luke, we read in the Luke 4 in the morning in Matins, We read in the gospel, in the liturgy, Matthew. In Luke, it says Jesus was tempted for 40 days. If I go to the Greek language, the translation in the Greek language, it said like that. From the day one, Jesus Christ entered to the wilderness, Satan came to him and came, I will be with you. If you want to fast and if you want to pray, I will be with you. And I will fight you. You come to the church in the morning, I will fight you. Do the cross and come to the church and conquer Satan. If you open the Bible, he will fight you. No, don't read. You have no time to read. If you want to pray, you are very tired. You are very tired. You have no time to pray. Ul abana lazi. This is only our Father. Then do the cross and fight the Satan. And he will conquer. And another thing he said, which is common in all the three temptations, he said, if you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God, it was a temptation of pride. You will be as God, like Adam and Eve. You will go and raise yourself like to be as God. The first thing, you are smart. You are very talented. You have anything. This is a temptation from the devil, from Satan. You are good. You are not, you no need for God. You are not depending on God. You are very good. And he is playing on your free will. Then he said, like, you can do it. Do. And because you are not dependent, who is God? Where is God? You are very smart. You are doing very well in your job. You have a lot of money. You are. Where is God in my life? No exist for God. Another lesson is the second temptation, which is the desire of eyes. The first one, he tried to tell you, Satan come to you and tell you like that. You are hungry and you have to eat. You have to follow your lust and not depending on God. If I conquered him in the first one, the second one, he will give you another thing, which is an excuse. You can do that, and I will give you an excuse from the Bible. Read the Bible. You do that because it's written in the Bible, this verse. The same scripture. He said to him, like, you know what? He said, like, he should throw himself from the pinnacle of the temple because God's angel will rescue him. It's written in that scripture. Yeah, really. It's written in the Bible. I have to do that. And I feel pride. Yeah, I know the Bible. And I give myself an excuse to do that. It's another temptation. And I will do that and I will tempt God. God will save me. For sure, he's written like in the gospel like that. No, the faith is not a magic. The faith is not a magic. That's why I have to learn. I have to be precise and I have to be sure if this I'm listening, this voice is coming from God or from the Satan. He gave me an excuse to fall or not. Then to know that, I have to be in good relationship with God. To differentiate between the voice of God and the voice of Satan. And the third temptation is with the pride of life. If he is not succeed in the first temptation about the lust, your lust, and give you like an excuse to do it, and the second one is excuse from the Bible, then finally he will give you a lot of things, a lot of resources front of eye, your eyes to be busy with. You have a lot of work. You have kids. You have house. You have car. You have whatever. I'm very busy with everything. And I feel like, no, it's really, I have to be the first one in everything, except with God. I have to gather the money. I have to be with my kids. I have to go anywhere. I'm not saying this. All of this is important. All of this is good because God is already created everything before create Adam to enjoy his life. But he said, can you love me? Then the priorities. Can you love me? That's why he said only that. Can you love me only? And the problem that if the devil and Satan said to Jesus Christ, you have to worship me, the problem that I worship some earthly things in my life, some idols. I have to enjoy my life, but while I'm enjoying, I remember God. That He who give us everything in our life. I have to enjoy and I have to thank God and praise God. Then he said, away Satan. This is what Jesus Christ said. Are we have the power of spoken of word to conquer Satan? Yes. Number one, I have to be alone with God. This is what happened. The first thing, Jesus Christ went to the wilderness and he stand only alone with himself. I have to find a quiet time every day to be with God. I have to be alone with him. I have to sit down with him and talk to him face to face, one on one. It's very important to do that. If you want to conquer Satan, and I have to sit down with him. This is exactly what Jesus Christ did in the 40 days. And be armed with the scripture. The three common things in the three temptations, one common thing in the three temptations, which is the scripture. What happened exactly? That every time Satan came to Jesus Christ, he said whatever, he answered and replied from the gospel. And my question is, where is your gospel? Where is your Bible? Where is your Bible at home? Are you armed by the word of God or not? Are you armed by the word of God? By every day I open the scripture and to read what Jesus Christ sent to me a messenger. Not today. What is the message from God or not? Is really I live the word of God or not? I'm not reading a newspaper. I'm reading the gospel and live with the word of God. And I am armed with the word of God. He's protecting me. We believe as a Christians that all the scriptures, the gospel, all the prayers in the church, everything guide us to God. When we pray the liturgy, guide me to God. When I pray at home by the Psalms from Isaiah, lead me to God. When I open the Bible, guide me to God. And finally, in Luke 4:13, he said, now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Be ready. If you conquer the first one, the first fight, the first war, there is another one is coming. Be ready every time. After your victory, don't be lazy. Because you have to be ready because he is coming another time. And this is what he said. He departed from him, from Jesus Christ, until an opportune time. Then he will come back. Like he said, like, I will come back to you. Don't worry. That's why I have to be ready all the time. But how I can be ready? It's easy. You can imagine that the small baby, for example, if he found something scared him, he will go to his father or mother. It's the same what I'm doing. If something scared me, I go to his bottom. I go direct to God. And he will take me inside his bottom. That's why we have to learn that God give us opportunity, good opportunity in the Holy Land to repent, to come back to him, to attend more liturgies, to pray more, to be more close to God. The last things I would say to you, from 4 weeks ago, a lady came to me and she said, I wanted to tell you something. It's the first time that I saw her. And she told me, I wanted to sit down with you and I will confess and I will tell you something. She told me, I had a dream. And I want to tell you exactly what is the dream. After she finished, I was scared from her dream. Myself, I was scared from her dream because she exactly told me about the Hades. She saw the Hades. She saw the dark room. And I remember a word she said to me, this place, I never saw God and he is not listening to me. I was scared. She tried to explain to me and I was like, sit down beside her, like, I can't believe that. And I remember only the word which is when she said that this place, God is not listening to me. I was praying and crying and screaming. And I feel that God is not listening to me. Then, I will not explain to you what she said. I'm not telling you what she said. Because it will I will scare you. But anyway, why he said that? It's a time to repent. He gave us many opportunities. How many fast and holy land I passed through? Many and many and many. How many days God gave to me to repent and to come back to him? Hundreds, thousands. And I'm now close to God. I'm every day praying to him. I'm every day talking to him. I'm putting him himself the first one in my life. Or I have a lot of things else. Then remember in these days, God, and remember that because he is not really outside this church, or our church, or any church, I mean, God does not exist. God tried to reveal himself, but the problem that outside, he lost. Try to reveal God to the people. Start by yourself in first, then you will reveal himself, and you will reveal God to the people. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Oh.
Attend, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy in truth, Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Bantu Creator, who created heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before ages,
Lord of light, true God, begotten, not created, was the Father, from all things are made. For us, salvation
came down from heaven and was come from the Holy Spirit and Virgin Mary and became man. And he was crucified for us and to push the pilot, suffered, buried, and slain, and rose from the dead, and brought to the scriptures,
ascended to heaven, his right hand, his Father, and coming again to the Lord, judge and live and dead, who stands on the man. Yes, we in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father, Son, and worship, and glorified, who spoke by prophets and one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess about those who miss our sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the is to come.
I ask, then forgive me, my Father and my brethren. Schlele flogison, ere ne fasi,
et omnem matim.